This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Trump, how do you feel about coming to Austin, Texas?
I'll tell you what, I love Austin, Texas because it's ostentatious, okay? This is a city that knows what it wants. It wants to be progressive. It wants to be out front. It wants to keep things real, lively, and that's what I love about MAGA. And of course, as you know, I am the ultra MAGA king, so dubbed by our faux president, Joe Biden, okay? It's so fantastic.
Well, today is special because you get to see Trump, but it's special for another reason. You want to tell me why?
It's my birthday, and it's also the birthday of Israel. It's 74 years old.
All right, what's your name?
Noble Jolly.
And how old are you?
13.
Okay, and wow, you really pulled out all the stops. What gave you the idea to come like this?
I just got this costume a long time ago, and I said if I ever go to a Trump rally, I'm going to wear this.
He's a little bit more fun to watch than Sleepy Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
Why was it so important for you to make the trip?
Because you fight for your freedoms, and we don't want them taken away from us, and that's what's happening.
Curious what you think of the military now, that they have so many of the ideologies and things like that.
Well, I think it's mostly their leadership that's the problem.
How do you think that we reach independence? Because so much has been about picking a team, Republican versus Democrat, but like things are just, you know, liberals now hate free speech, conservatives love it, which it didn't used to be that way, and you have a lot of just like evil versus good. How do you delineate, and does your, are you more committed to like being Republican, or does it, is it just more about what's right for America?
Well, I'm a constitutional conservative, first and foremost, and I believe in America first. And I think that's what the majority of Americans are starting to feel. And I think that's how you reach the independence. I think that's what they feel, too. They just want America first. That's why they don't belong to one party or the other. And I think whether it's a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate, I just want candidates that are going to put America first in their policies, their decisions, and support the Constitution and freedom.
We always look forward to your tweets, you know, the snarky, the humor. It's great. So what are your thoughts on this possible Elon Musk takeover? And does that give you hope or do you have concern?
No concern at all. I think the guy's great. I honestly don't know where he stands. I think Elon's probably right down the middle. I think he sees good on both sides. I think he sees more good on the right side than the left side. But I love what he's doing. I love the fact that I want to reach out to him. Elon, come on, dude. Let's make some good movies together. You know, I mean, I do movies that would be chump change for you. That you'll get your money back with me. I don't lose my investors' money. But I love what he's doing. I love the fact that he's definitely not afraid to put himself out there. I was surprised he was on SNL. It's the first time I've ever watched SNL in probably 10 years, just to watch him. But
it kind of stopped being funny.
It's been funny a long time ago.
Time magazine then named me Donald Trump's top pastor, so I'm honored with that title. Man, just been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also the policies of the America First agenda led by President Donald Trump. So that's why it's important that black faces be real. When I say real face, black faces, I mean black people who have the spirit of our ancestors did, which was building and growing and not dividing and separating. Right now, that's kind of what's happening in America, is that we are pushing that agenda of Dr. King away. The dream is dying. What Dr. King said, that people will be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Well, we're losing that.
He loves the country. You can see that enthusiasm for our country. That's what it's all about, right? Enthusiasm. And there's nowhere, speaking of enthusiasm, like Texas. I love Texas. Remember, they said it's going to be a very close race in Texas. It's going to be very close. So he's against God. He's against oil, he's against guns, and they said it was going to be close. I didn't think so, and it wasn't close. I don't know that race by a lot. but I'm thrilled to be back in the Lone Star State.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality Made in America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your
children. Well, if I went over his bio, it would take us an hour, but he was in the Reagan administration, did incredible work for America. He's an American success story that came to this country and knocked it out of the park. He has been a best-selling author. He has been a bigger filmmaker than really any documentary filmmaker out there in the last 50 years. The biggest numbers, the biggest gross. He really is a cultural icon, and that's why he was also a political prisoner, absolutely framed in campaign finance for doing nothing wrong. And we saw the same thing with Rick Perry, charged when he vetoed a Democrat bill. Part of the law, the governor can veto a bill. The same group's trying to put me in jail right now. So he's a hero, ladies and gentlemen, Dinesh D'Souza. And if anybody's going to turn the tide, it's people like him and the folks, of course, like James O'Keefe, that just keep dropping bombshell after bombshell. This is real investigative journalism. This is real filmmaking. I've watched 2,000 Mules three times. Three times. And it is just smoking gun evidence of how they did it. They used the red herring of saying it was machines. We exposed it back at the time. No, it was the mules. They said the red wave was coming, the red mirage, but they would get the votes they needed. And now a bunch of Democrat-controlled states have announced that they're going to allow ballots for 7 days after the midterms to be mailed in. So this is their strategy. It's how they're doing it. Joining us for the next 30 minutes or so is Dinesh D'Souza of 2000mules.com, at Dinesh D'Souza on Twitter. Again, sir, I don't get starstruck by really anybody, but the work you've done for this country and my family and our culture and the world is unmeasurable. Thank you so much for not buckling under the pressure.
Well, Alex, that certainly means a lot. And I also want to give a lot of credit here to the election intelligence group called True the Vote, because they provided the research foundation for this movie. They came to me and they said, we got to show you some stuff. I looked at it and I was like, I'm looking at a caliber of evidence I haven't seen before in this area. And I convinced them, I said, look, do not put this out in dribs and drabs because the left will swat you down. Let's put the whole story together in a movie. It's the appropriate intellectual and emotional venue to do this. And fortunately, they trusted me to unfurl this story. And boy, is the left having problems with this movie, which, by the way, is going into wide release in theaters this coming weekend, Friday, May 20th, 400 theaters, four showings a day. So, you know, you can go catch it in the theater this weekend. Please do.
Absolutely incredible. And by any measurement, this is already a blockbuster, not just for a documentary. And it's only gaining steam. A massive first release. First online, then, of course, DVD, and now into theaters. Let's talk about the film and then their response and what's happened since it was released a few weeks ago.
The left has unleashed a familiar battery of fact checkers. And normally these are sort of these are guys with truncheons, and they're normally capable of shutting any such venture down very quickly. Unproven allegations, blah, 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 conspiracy theory, most secure election in history, big lie. But I think once they saw this film, and even from seeing the trailer, they realized that's not going to work here. Because not only do we have electronic, which is to say cell phone geo-tracking, which places the criminals at the scene of the crime unmistakably. I mean, you can give your cell phone to your wife, but the fact that that cell phone was at that scene is not open to dispute. And then surveillance video, 4 million minutes of it. We have a lot of this footage in the movie. So you begin to realize the stupidity of the fact checkers. Well, maybe Dinesh, this is a guy who's taking the votes of his family members. And I'm like, well, okay, but would a normal person like that go to 10 or more drop boxes in the middle of the night wearing gloves, taking photos of the ballots as they go into the box? This makes absolutely no sense. So the left has got something here that they don't know how to handle. They're trying desperately to explain it, and they cannot.
And again, you guys, this company went out and was able to buy the data from the apps and the telephone companies that then shows how they went to the safe houses, the NGOs, how they then delivered them around the town, sometimes going to dozens of locations. Then you're able to go get the surveillance footage that is at each location, actually show them doing it, taking the photo to prove that they did their job, then taking their gloves off, throwing it in the trash can, and they're just doing this in a very mechanized military fashion.
Yeah, they're picking up these mules. The mule is just the paid operative who's delivering these illegal votes and is hired to do so by a left-wing organization. So they stop at these vote stash houses. That's where they get the ballots. They don't come up with their own. They're given a backpack or a satchel full of ballots. And by the way, they're instructed, don't go and drop all the ballots in one box. Why? Because if you go put 300 ballots in one box, the next day when the election officials open the boxes, there'll be a massive spike. And so they're instructed, 3 ballots here, 5 ballots there, 8 ballots here. And that's why the mules go on these routes to multiple drop boxes. And this is how it was actually, we found a way, just an ingenious way, the True the Vote devised to bust them by tracking their phones.
And as you said, the so-called fact checkers are apoplectic. They don't know what to do. This is open and shut information. But where's the Justice Department? Where's the FBI? We know that USPS drivers and others would find tens of thousands of ballots all pre-marked for Biden from one state to another. They thought it was suspicious, and then the FBI came and threatened them.
Well, if you ask me where the Justice Department is, I would honestly say that they're probably trying to figure out ways that they can diffuse this story, because the Justice Department today should be understood as a kind of consigliere operation for the mafia. In other words, what I'm getting at is if the evidence of the film is solid, which I believe it is, in effect, what we're saying is that the wrong guy's in the Oval Office. And Joe Biden is a usurper to the degree that it's illegal fraud organized by the left and by the Democrats to put him in office. And so his presence, Kamala Harris's presence, and obviously Merrick Garland's job are all based upon the success of that fraud. So what realistic expectation can we have that if we go to them, they're going to be the ones to crack down on the fraud that put them where they are?
Incredible. How do you expect them to respond to this now that nothing they've said has worked so far? It seems like now they're just hoping it goes away. What are they going to do when it hits 400 theaters? I predict it'll sell out in most of them and then be in 1,000, 2,000 theaters, meaning mega blockbuster. You've had those before, and your other films were important, but my God, nothing compared to this. I mean, you've got to have a deep sense of satisfaction, Dinesh.
Well, I really feel good because I was always dissatisfied with this mantra of it being the most secure election in history, because I'd go up to people who'd say that and I would say, well, how do you know that? And they'd be like, well, where's your evidence, Dinesh? And I would say, well, even if I had no evidence, it doesn't follow that this is the most secure election in history. In order for you to prove that, you've got to show me a comparison of the amount of fraud in 2020 compared to 2016, compared to 2012, compared to 2008 and 2004, and show me that there was the least fraud in this election to back up your claim that it's the most secure election. And then I realized not only had no one done that, no one has even attempted it. So there was always a kind of fragile pomposity behind this most secure election in history nonsense. And now this film comes along and blows that completely out of the water. In fact, it blows the January 6th committee out of the water, because their whole premise is that this was a secure election. And anyone who says otherwise is perpetrating a big lie. It turns out that the guys who went to D.C. on January 6th, well, okay, maybe they shouldn't have gone into the Capitol. But in terms of their belief that this election was stolen, they were completely right.
Dinesh, it is vital that everyone that has already seen the film go to the theater, take friends and family. If these 400 theaters sell out, for people that aren't a major filmmaker like you and don't know the inside baseball, explain that. That means it will go on 1,100 screens, then 2,000 screens, and it'll be as big as Star Wars. That's what we need.
We need the film to reach a tipping point where it breaks out into the culture. So even independents and Democrats who are not all that political, they hear about it. Everyone's talking about it. They're like, we better go check this out. I think that the ordinary Democrat who sees this film will be blown away. The left is trying to prevent that. There was a very telling headline in Mediaite just a few days ago. We've seen this film so you don't have to. And you can see what's going on there. They're trying to say to people, you don't need to see the film. Just read our critical review of it. That's all you need to know. Because the left is scared that their own side will see the film and go berserk. So this is a film which has great power, emotional as well as intellectual power. And you're absolutely right. The reason we're in 400 theaters is because the theaters came to us. They were like, you did a limited theatrical.
Dinesh, stay there. Dinesh D'Souza, American hero. Stay with us.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have been really screwed up. We care about professional sports people. We care about Hollywood when they're just puppets. But when it comes to somebody like Dinesh D'Souza, I mean, I can't gush enough because we were robbed in 2020, and we're going to be robbed again. And our country is being taken over and turning into Venezuela, as Elon Musk just said yesterday. And I know victory when I see it. I know truth when I see it. I know the research. This film, 2,000 Mules, 2000mules.com, see it online, buy the DVD, is literally like penicillin to somebody that's got gangrene. It is so important. It's like somebody steals your car and then they find it. And the person that finds it, you love them. Well, this is way more important than your car. It's our children's future. So Dinesh D'Souza, you're going to talk about how to release a film and do this in the age of censorship. You're an example to everybody. Next segment, this segment with 8 minutes left, this film, the response, the different angles, you've got a lot to say. I could ask questions, but you've got the floor.
Well, the left has been trying to put holes in the film, and they have really come up short on pretty much every front. One tack that they've tried is the idea that, well, we have to assume that these are all legal votes that have merely been illegally delivered. But the fact that they are illegally delivered doesn't invalidate the votes themselves. Now, first of all, these are not legal votes. There is no way for hundreds of thousands of legal votes to mysteriously end up in the possession of a handful of left-wing inner-city organizations. How would that even happen? Are tens of thousands of people saying, well, you know what, it's too much trouble for me to go to a Dropbox. I'm just going to go to some left-wing organization and give them my filled-out ballot for them to hire a mule to deliver with gloves on in the middle of the night. I mean, this makes absolutely no sense. So there's no plausible way for these legal votes to have ended up in the possession, by the way, of sometimes 501c3 or nonprofit groups that are explicitly forbidden by the IRS to engage in partisan electioneering on behalf of any candidate or any party. So this notion that they're legal votes illegally delivered is nonsense. But even if they were, once you pay mules, you have corrupted that vote. Even in states like California, which have very liberal vote harvesting laws, you're allowed to give your ballot, say, to your neighbor and say, you know what, you drop it off. But if I say to my neighbor in California, I'll give you my ballot and I'll pay you $10 to drop it off, that becomes a fraudulent vote. That's illegal. That vote cannot be counted.
It's so incredible. What are they going to do when it gets in 2,000 movie screens, which you know it's going to. It's blockbuster, total truth. What are they going to do? I mean, this is insane. Because, as you know, they're trying the same thing in all these battleground states, again, announcing that they're going to do the same mail-in. They're passing laws for 5 days, 7 days after to pull the same scam to get whatever amount of votes they need. Like Nancy Pelosi said right before the election, she said, there's a red mirage. It'll look like he wins, but we will have the mail-in votes after. And they did.
Well, the left strategy can be, I have it down almost to a science. Their first strategy, try to prevent the message from getting out. That's their first approach. Ignore it. Don't say, like the Hunter Biden story, let's all pretend that this movie doesn't exist. Now, that strategy is failing, and they actually know it's failing. So their next strategy is fact-checking. So what they'll do is they unleash these fact-checkers. And these, by the way, these are 20 and 30-somethings. They're writing about geo-tracking, a subject on which they know nothing. They're writing about election laws. Election laws are made, by the way, at the state level. So there are different laws in Arizona, as there are in Georgia, as there are in Pennsylvania. So these guys will come to me and say things like, well, you know, vote harvesting, Dinesh, is legal. And I go, is it legal in Georgia? Is it legal in Arizona? And they give me a blank look like, they don't know. So even with geo-tracking, what they do is a typical fact-checker will call around to one academic after another until he finds some guy who says, oh, yeah, I have an article here from 2009 that says geo-tracking is not that reliable. Boom, that's their guy. They then quote this academic. This sociologist at Ball State University says that geo-tracking is unreliable. So this is the intellectual caliber of opposition I'm dealing with. It's completely weightless intellectually. But what they're counting on is the ignorance of their own audience. They're counting on being able to tell people something that they don't know any better, and they go, oh, yeah, the fact checkers looked at this movie, and they found it was very inadequate.
Well, Dinesh, for those that don't know, and obviously you got one of the top companies, bought the data, it's all there, it's all crystal clear. Any grand jury would indict these different NGOs that did this, and I guess that'll be the next phase for state grand juries and others. There's a lot of indictments happening right now already. This film, I predict, will break it all open. But everybody knows how a cruise missile works, or precision-guided munition out of artillery now. We're 30 miles away, the Pentagon, 35 miles away. They have a howitzers that can hit a Jeep with a munition, and they're using GPS. Well, it's GPS. So the general public's GPS is good down to 5 feet. The Pentagon's is down to about a foot. It's how they could, you know, shoot cruise missiles in the 90s down chimneys in Iraq. So the idea that this isn't real is preposterous. Everybody knows GPS is in their car, and they know how damn accurate it is.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the CDC is using geo-tracking to verify if people are social distancing. So if geo-tracking was not accurate to within 6 feet, how could you possibly do that? So in case after case, whether it's the intelligence agencies, whether it's the FBI, in all kinds of ways we see, Chief Justice Roberts, by the way, reviewed the evidence on cell phone geo-tracking accuracy. He did this in the Carpenter case 2018. It was a privacy case. But he said this. He goes, the accuracy of geo-tracking today, is about as good as taking an ankle bracelet and affixing it to the ankle of a prisoner so that you can know not their approximate, but their exact location.
And that's it. And so the public gets this. They have no way around this. And as you quoted, partly Mohammed Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then we win. And so we're at the attack point right now, aren't we?
Yeah, so they launch a lot of ad hominem attacks and sort of, you know, Dinesh is a felon. First of all, I'm a former felon. I'm in that rare category of people who are former felons. Dinesh is trying to, you know, repay Trump because he got pardoned. All this kind of nonsense. Look, the evidence, the beauty of this movie is that the evidence for it is your own two eyes. This is the power of the surveillance video. Now, unhappily, there's not video everywhere. I wish there was video at every Dropbox. There's video only at a few Dropboxes. Now, so what happens is it's kind of like you got a serial killer. He goes from house to house to house, and you have his DNA. Now, in this case, we're talking not about human DNA, but digital DNA. Each of our cell phones has a unique ID that allows you to place the cell phone at the Dropbox, and in this case, at many Dropboxes. And then in some cases, you have supporting video evidence. So the cell phone evidence shows that at 3 a.m. in the morning, let's just say on October 10th in early voting, the mule Dinesh D'Souza was at this Dropbox. You happen to have video, you go look on the video at 3 a.m., boom, there's Dinesh. What's he doing? He's got a big backpack and he's stuffing ballots. So the power of this is you have two independent types of evidence that come together to reinforce each other.
Geolocating and the video. Dinesh D'Souza, unbelievable. Stay there. One more segment. We're going to talk about so much, and we'll also expose something really important. Stay there, sir.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Fortunę Pango Bobodera, Sibila Tipo Socelis.
Fortunę Pango Bobodera, the greatest living documentary filmmakers with us live.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
He could be making documentaries about penguins. At the level he's at, he'd be the number one guy. Number one viewers, number one gross. He belongs to America. He belongs to us. What a success story. Absolutely why we need the best brains of the world, especially places like India. What an incredible American. We would be in so much trouble. I've been on air 27 years, folks. I know Dinesh D'Souza well. And I cannot, again, compliment him enough. We need to celebrate our leaders. We need to celebrate our researchers and icons. And out of everybody, other than like Donald Trump when it comes to promoting America and really upsetting the globalist apple cart is Dinesh D'Souza. And I am just so happy to have him here with us for one more segment. And very, very exciting about 2000mules.com. You need to go there, you need to watch it. You need to have your friends and family over. You need to have your company, your boss, watch it. You need to get the DVD, and you need to go see it in theaters. I know I'm going to go see it for the fourth time when it hits theaters this weekend. And my parents haven't seen it yet. I'm going to take them. This is an act of resistance and an act of celebration of the truth. This thing has victory written all over it. It's already over-the-top successful. So, Dinesh, you wanted to encourage other independent filmmakers and other people to understand there is a populist nationalist explosion, not just here but worldwide. Hollywood's dead. Netflix is collapsing. CNN has collapsed. And we have to go out and produce films and do shows and do podcasts and just simply keep doing it because they're censoring us because we have the truth and we're powerful and just keep moving forward. Folks have to understand, as dark as things are, that's because they're doing it out of weakness. Dinesh D'Souza, as, again, the number one documentary filmmaker in the world, what is your advice to folks out there?
Well, we had to develop a business plan for this movie because we couldn't do all the things we had done before. You can't advertise on Facebook. You can't advertise. You can't put the trailer up on YouTube. I didn't want to put this movie on Amazon Prime or iTunes. Why? Because they can take it down. I said, I'm only putting the movie on uncancelable platforms. So the good news is that the big video platform named Rumble came to me and said, listen, what about if we partner together? We want to kind of go into the movie business and we want to show creators, conservative creators, yes, but any creators, people who make content, that you don't have to release the content where every time you make a dollar, somebody else gets 65 cents and you get 35 cents, which often makes your project unviable. So they said, what we'd like you to do is feature this film on our platform called Locals. You essentially offer it. We'll take 10% and you can keep 90. See, this is basically, I have to figure out a way to stay viable in the film business because I'm not a nonprofit. What I mean is I go to investors and I tell them, listen, give me money, give me $100,000. I'll work really hard in the market to try to get it back to you. Why? So that you can then give it to me again to make the next movie. So I call this, somewhat jokingly, I call it recycled philanthropy because what I'm trying to do is get a guy not to keep giving me $100,000 again and again, but to make the same $100,000 work in multiple movies. And I've got investors who've been with me for six movies. Why? Because I run their money around the block. I give it back to them. I show up the next day and take it back and put it into the next movie.
Incredible. And if you go back to the Clinton archives from their museum in Little Rock, it was WorldNet Daily that sued 10 years ago and got the documents. As soon as they got in the White House, they said, we can't let conservatives and populists build their own media. They've got books. They've got VHS tapes now. If they build their own media, that's popular. They will defeat us. We've got to attack and go after that. Now we have the new Project Veritas video of the FBI whistleblower admitting that they're spying and attacking independent media and trying to put independent media leaders, conservatives, in jail. And again, you mentioned it earlier, you're a felon for trying to get a few people to donate to your friend's Senate campaign for Hillary Clinton's seat. I mean, literally did nothing wrong, but that's what they do. So it's such apropos justice that here you are exposing real election fraud when they tried to destroy you for doing nothing. It's just it's bittersweet.
Absolutely. When my case came up, I realized that if they were successful in destroying my career, then they would have won. That was really their goal. Their goal was, in terms of public influence, to like take me out. And they were really smug. They thought that they were going to be able to do that. So the fact that I've been able to have an even bigger career ever since and not lose my sense of fearlessness. In fact, on the contrary, I'm more than ever convinced that we're dealing with a gangster operation on the left. And so it becomes part of my goal to expose that in such a way that these people will be held to account and, in fact, will never recover.
Well, that's right. And again, they tried to put George Washington and Thomas Jefferson in jail. And the fact that I've watched your trajectory since I was a little kid, my dad was a huge Reagan fan. We went and saw speeches. I knew who you were when I was like, 10 years old. The fact that you have persevered under all these attacks, and I could see it, you got more effective, more powerful when they tried to silence you. You didn't take that attack and be a victim. You took that and you overcame.
It outraged my basic sense of justice. In other words, my view at the beginning, and this comes out of the Reagan years, I thought, well, look, you know, this is an academic debate. You've got two sides that have different views of America. We put both them before the American people, and the American people choose. It wasn't until I sat across from these kind of Obama Justice Department lawyers, and I realized that that's not how they see me at all. They don't see me as a critic, someone who disagrees with them. They see me as an enemy that they need to destroy. If they could have locked me up for 20 years for that trivial violation, they would have done it because they play for keeps. I mean, these are ruthless characters, and I realized that we need a certain degree of tenacity and ruthlessness on our side just to be up to the challenge that we're facing from them.
Well, when I talk to my four children, and I've told them this, I haven't told my five-year-old this yet, but I tell my son and my two older daughters, I said, Dinesh D'Souza and people like Donald Trump and people like you know, the folks over at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, I said, that's what you want to be like. Because literally, it just makes me so proud to be an American. Let me ask you this, Dinesh, in closing, we've got 3 minutes left. Do you see, not just feel, the pendulum swinging back? And if so, how do you think the deep state counters that?
Well, I think what's happening is that the Republican Party, generally conservatives, are beginning to be fully aware of what they're up against, and they're getting much tougher. Now, the leadership hasn't kept suit, and the leadership is sort of being dragged, kicking and screaming, into this kind of new Republican Party, which is not the same as the Republicans of the Reagan era. The deep state is very nervous about all this because ultimately this is what they're trying to block. This is what they're trying to contain. And they really can't do it. They think that they have the smartest people, but they're not smart enough. They think that they can control everything, but they actually can't. I think that at the end of the day, our future is in our own hands. Now, if the Republicans adopt the kind of, I call it the wildebeest mentality, which is in comes the lion and eats two wildebeests and the others go, let me graze over here so maybe I'll be the last guy to be eaten. If that's our philosophy, then we're going to lose in the end. But I don't think that's going to be our philosophy, even with the GOP. I think once Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and even the Republican establishment have seen this movie, they may not, I don't know what they'll say, but they'll look at each other and they'll go, this is a problem.
Well, you're right. And it gives courage to other people to tell the truth and give somebody true evidence instead of the courts during the election, after the election, blocking any real investigation. Finally, you've done one. And it's like giving water to a man in the desert who is dying of thirst. This is so incredibly important. And I want the listeners to understand that you need to go to 2000mules.com. They need to get the DVD and download the film and watch the film and make every, plus you want to make people. It's an incredible film. And I just know, in closing with 45 seconds, I think it's a safe bet. We're going to see some state grand juries come out of what you've done.
Well, let's note that in Yuma, Arizona, in Yuma County, the sheriff watched the movie and opened up an immediate criminal investigation. He's looking at ballot trafficking in Yuma. Now, we interview a mule in the movie. She was busted for ballot trafficking. She's cooperating with the authorities. That's how we could get her in the film. And so that's the first sign, but it's an important sign that this film is going to have a real prosecutorial impact.
Absolutely. 2000mules.com. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you so much for the time. Once it comes out in theaters, please join us again. And again, we really salute everything you're doing. You are Americana. You're like the John Wayne of our modern times, and we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Man, this film is incredible. It is Coffin Nails to the Tyrants. This is so damn important. We'll be right back with big breaking news and so much more. Infowars.com tomorrow's news.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering.
And or a massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
And you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's how they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags. Not just guys dressed up like white nationalists who discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia. But violence, my friends. And that's, so if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming.
So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering. And they're either going to completely false flag and do it 100% themselves, or they're going to find mentally ill, incel, white supremacist types that will really be devil worshipers, whacked out of their minds on prescription and illegal drugs. It'll be a 2 or 3 man idiot squad that'll go in and start shooting black people at a church. Then there'll be a backup team that'll kill them, claiming they committed suicide, who'll then actually kill a couple hundred black people. Because the Satanists always start shooting people, and they kind of, wow, I'm actually killing somebody. This isn't as cool as I thought. And then they get killed by the black op team. The black op team then kills the lion's share of the people. They're going to want a big number, hundreds of dead black children. So if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. It's going to be the whole collapse of society, and you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's how they plan to overturn it. That's the whole program you're seeing right now. But if the people are aware of it, it's over. This is the New World Order's revolution. This is an assault, and it only gets worse from here. And that's why no matter how much heat they get and how bad they look, and no matter how much everything they do falls apart, they are moving towards staging massive terror attacks and other crises to blame their opposition and frame us for terror so they can move directly against us.
They're going to try to launch a race war. They're going to pull off a false flag event, try to blame, of course, the gun owners and Trump supporters and Christians and so on. They will see if the people will comply to turn in their guns, which I believe people will not comply. That would be insane at this point, with the police being defunded and violent crime exploding, you know, all across liberal cities everywhere. People need self-defense more than ever, including, by the way, women and people of color, and also gays and lesbians and transgenders are buying guns more than ever before right now. So it's the left that's buying guns more than ever. So it's going to make gun control very difficult among left-wing legislators. So they're going to try to push a false flag, and they're going to try to take the guns. If we, the American people, if we surrender our guns, I believe we will be invaded.
They are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us.
Massive white supremacist attack they staged. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
They're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags, not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's why they're freaking out, because that's the card they want to play. That's the point we've gotten to. All right. Here we are. Everything InfoWars is about, everything we do is about the truth and victory. Last 45 minutes with Dinesh D'Souza was the essence of it. I mean, that's why I get so excited, because you can smell it, I can smell it, we can see it. It's everything we look for. Wow. Now, InfoWars is a major battleship in the fight against the globalists and a platform to get information out they don't want out. And as their tyranny intensifies, no matter how bad the censorship is, if there's anything like InfoWars operating with millions of you watching and listening and taking action, we are unstoppable. And that's why they've got grand juries open trying to indict us for anything they can. They've moved on to the authoritarian mode of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win, as Mahatma Gandhi said. I didn't bring up a Mahatma Gandhi quote because Dinesh D'Souza's Indian. I use that quote all the time because it's so true. Now, we have a special guest joining us next hour who's an amazing talk show host in his own right, Clay Clark, and Reawaken America Tour. I've had a chance to speak at one of these. So has Owen. They've got Dr. Zelenko and Dr. David Martin and Charlie Kirk and Mel Kay speaking. We're not here to just promote this big event they've got. I've been invited to all these, and I wish I could be at them, but I'm just tied down here trying to keep this vessel afloat. But he's going to be on and talk about the whole New World Order, the UN treaty, the Ukraine situation, the censorship, everything next hour. And as I promised to do months ago, we've been fulfilling it. We've been taking a lot more calls. Now, I'm behind schedule a few months on launching a nighttime show three nights a week because, again, I'm not complaining. I have been running around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to vet good sponsors, trying to get product. You know, I was working with Dinesh. He's a great guy to give us a great deal on a bunch of his DVDs. So you can get them from us and support both of us. But that's what I'm doing. I'll be up here till 5, 6, 7 tonight, not doing news, not doing special reports, but jacking with getting money because I don't want to let this incredible crew go. I don't want to downsize and all this fight. So please realize it's your fight. It's your future. You're in a fight, and we're together in this fight, and we are the weapon, the sword of truth you're using to defend your family. And I want you to really have that go into your consciousness and ask, is InfoWars a sword fighting for you and your family? Is InfoWars dauntless and tireless and dogged and totally determined to demolish and decimate and dominate and stop the New World Order? And the answer is abso-frickin-lutely. So I salute our affiliates and ask you to support them. I salute our sponsors and ask you to support them. And I salute you and ask you to realize you need the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. They work like a charm. Take this product, and I'll get back to the news. Alpha Power. It's the highest-rated versions of the herbs. They've not been radiated. They've not been boiled. They've not been... No, it's cold-pressed, known herbs and compounds that turbocharge your stamina, your energy, your focus, your libido, your immune system, everything. It's designed for men, works great for women, and it kicks in about 2 days, first time you take it. Doesn't have a big effect. 2 or 3 days in, you will feel the effect for men when you wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. You're like, wow, am I 18 again? It's an amazing product. It's back in stock, sold out for more than 6 months. 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Get it and experience it for yourself. Immune Support, 25% off. Brain Force Ultra, 25% off. Ultra 12, 40% off, back in stock. Survival Shield X2, 25% off. If you get it with Ultra 12, it's 40% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. Here's another example. I've been selling super amazing quality coffee that people drink. Go, my God, you said it was good, but this is great. I started drinking coffee 15 years ago that I got at the local HEB, local central market, that was from the Chiapas region of southern Mexico. And I said, I love this coffee. It's really strong. It's really good. It's really delicious. So I found out who was distributing it and got him as a distributor. And we've never gone up in price. Our coffee is about half the price of the same coffee sold at Whole Foods and at other high-end grocery stores. We've got to go up in price. I did the math a few weeks ago, and they said, yeah, boss, we're making about 26% on the coffee. You got to go up. It's inflation. So we sell a ton of coffee and a ton of stuff, but we're not making margins because of the inflation. So I said this like 6 months ago. And we did the math again last a couple weeks ago. We got to go up on the price of the coffee 30-40%. And it's just something I haven't done yet. But it's an example of what I'm talking about. And I love the left. About 3 or 4 months ago, they did a big demonization piece. They go, Jones is a hypocrite. He says Chiapas communist rebels grow this natural harvested, but then he's a right winger. But they're the type of grassroots communists. They're actually fighting the Mexican government and have their own communes. So I'm happy to support grassroots people. The point is, it's great coffee. I got it. It's got a crazy story. We sold 7 times the amount of coffee since that went viral with tens of millions of views. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. We're going to come back with our special guest. And we're going to knock it out of the park here today and in the war room at 3 p.m. Central with the great Owen Schroyer. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.